All right, Psalms 119, 169, 176. It says, "Let my cry become before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." Now, when reading this, I look for some other passages that would help us to understand this a little bit better. So I'd like you also to turn to Romans 7, from 7 to 13. So that's Romans 7, 7 to 13. "What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if we had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what to covet. I'm sorry, what that word? Covet. If the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But the sin, seizing opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, delivered me and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and the righteousness and good. Did that which is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin producing death in me through what was good. In order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure." In Psalms 119, we see that the psalmist is broken, and the Lord gives grace. And to the broken and contrite heart, the Lord gives understanding through the law. The psalmist uses words such as commandments, precepts, and statutes, these being God's law. He looks into the law and sees that it is good. It is like an X-ray. It reveals our sin and shows us our guilt before a holy God. It shows us the righteousness of God through Christ, and that is the only way to deal with the sick souls. We can see through all these passages that the psalmist pleads to God for restoration through his law, and it finds nothing but joy through his redeeming love. We all too should remember that through faith and delight in his word, he will not forsake not even one single sheep. In summary, God's law is holy and righteous and good.